With the Q106.5 Regional News, I'm Cindy Campbell. A recent college graduate accused of killing his mother, grandparents, and a caregiver at a Massachusetts home is being described as a good friend and talented jazz musician who showed no signs that he was troubled. Rockport resident and Oberlin College graduate Orion Krause was ordered Monday to be sent to Bridgewater State Hospital pending a competency hearing. A longtime friend of Krause's said he was a great student and phenomenal musician who was well-liked by everyone. Orono police are concerned that an annual celebration for the University of Maine has become an issue. Maine Day was originally intended to be an unofficial holiday for students to mark the end of the school year, but has become an excuse for heavy drinking. Police Chief Josh Ewing told town officials on Monday he's hoping to change the idea of Maine Day to be more about community service than about partying. A Bangor elementary school will be without its principal for a couple of months while he helps with the hurricane recovery efforts in Florida. Mary Snow School principal Brian Bannon is also a marine science technician with the Coast Guard and is leaving tomorrow for a 60-day deployment. Former assistant superintendent Robert McDonald will step in as acting principal until Bannon returns. And this Saturday, kids of all ages are invited to Speedway 95 in Herman for Camp Capella's Touch a Truck Fair. The lot will be filled with tractor-trailer trucks, construction vehicles, police, fire and rescue, military vehicles, and more that folks can climb in and learn more about. All the proceeds from the Touch a Truck Fair that runs from 11 to 2 will benefit the summer camp that serves children with disabilities. Find more news on demand anytime at Q1065.fm.